Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Shira from Family First. Is this Betty?
Yes.
Hey, Betty. So I just wanted to follow up with you and see if we can continue the enrollment process and schedule the assessment with the broker.
Okay.
Were you able to do any of that yet, or have you done that before?
That's what I'm...
You
say that again, I'm sorry.
Betty, let's call into the enrollment broker. Do you have a second now?
They don't help with it.
I'm in a meeting now, but go ahead.
So that means we would call into the broker and get you scheduled, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold tight while I try and do this. One second.
Okay.
Enrollment broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar. To continue in English, press 1. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to... Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Latifa. I do need to obtain personal information. We do not share information without written or verbal permission. Are you the applicant or calling on behalf of someone else?
Hi, Latifa. My name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First Care LLC. I have on the line with me right now Betty Cobb. She's looking to check the status of her case and, if need be, schedule an assessment. That's the reason why we're calling today.
And her name is Betty, B-E-T-T-Y?
Correct. She's on the line with us right now.
And Betty, what's your last name?
Cobb, C-O-B-B.
And your date of birth, please?
5-6-1962.
And your address?
2020 Ridge Ave, apartment 402 in Philadelphia, PA, 19121.
You're no longer on Barclay Street, correct?
Exactly, no.
All right, give me one moment. And the young lady on the line with Betty, what's your name again?
Shira.
Can I ask Shira as an authorized individual to help you out with this process, Ms. Betty?
Yes.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Betty, do you have a middle initial?
A.
Thank you. Give me one moment, lady. Shira, spell your name for me, please.
It's S-H-I-R-A.
Last name?
W-O-R-C-H.
W-O-R-C-H?
Correct.
And your title and the company name you're with?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, ma'am?
What is your title and the name of the company you are with?
Enrollment Broker, Family First Care LLC.
And their address for Family First?
Just bear with me while I pull that up. I don't know if I heart.
All right.
It's going to be... Let me see, which one are they using? Is there something else I can give you for verification? I'm trying to find the new address.
I'm adding you as an authorized individual. I also need your phone number, but I can wait for you to get the address. Your phone number?
The address is 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
Give me one moment. And your phone number?
It's 84, it's here. It is 267-551-7419. One second, please.
Kira?
I think her other line was ringing.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Shira, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How can I help you now?
I have your name is Shira Wirsch. You are an enrollment broker, Family First LLC, 1 Winding Drive, Suite 205, Philadelphia 19131, phone number 267-551-7419.
Yeah.
Is all of that correct?
Yeah.
You are being added as information only onto Betty's case. Give me one moment, lady. Oh, come on, computer. Bear with me, ladies. Computer decided to freeze. Come on, please.
Yes. Okay.
All right, there we go. Shira, you have been added, as I said, information only onto Betty's case.
Is what?
Give me one moment, ladies. Let me see what's going on with her application.
Okay, but this is
You wanted your Social Security Award letter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one you gave. That's the most recent one.
Okay, you got the bonus. Hello?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Betty, are you still online?
Yes.
The application has been maximum approved. That means we're waiting on financial approval. That means that the county assistance office should have sent you a letter requesting financial documents. They normally ask for bank statements, life insurance, things of that sort. Have you sent that information to the county assistance office as of yet, Ms. Betty?
No, I did not.
Can I give you ladies their contact information so you can submit your financials to them as they make the final and financial decision whether or not you are approved or denied to get help? Let me know when you're ready, ma'am. I'll give you
contact
information.
No, thank you. Well, what I think, I have the information, so I appreciate it, though, but can you give us the exact, if you can see what she needs to submit?
I'll see if they have that uploaded. Give me one moment, please.
Yes.
Hey, honey.
Okay.
You gotta leave now? Because I'm gonna check your thing on the door.
Okay, no, I'll wait.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when you writing the maintenance stuff, what you do? When you send it in a call?
Did you call the office?
All right. No, I do not see it. Okay.
So if you call
ladies?
The office, they got the water.
We're here. I'm listening to you.
Okay. They have not sent out a letter as of yet. They do normally ask the bank statement, life insurance, things of that sort. If she has it, send it. If she don't, write them a letter explaining she don't have it for whatever reason. Now, we do support all applicants with any complaint or grievance you guys may have throughout an application process. She might receive a satisfaction survey call. Her exact amount of hours are determined by her service coordinator after her enrollment is completed. All applications can take 90 days.
Hello, Betty.
Okay. And the beer will run to...
Hey, Betty.
Yes.
Okay, listen, the only thing you have to do now is submit financial paperwork. So we went over this the other day. You know, you need the bank statements, the Wells Fargo account. You need a couple of things. We went through this. Are you trying to get any of that paperwork? Do you need me to go over it with you again?
I got my letter from the Social Security. I got a letter from the welfare office. And now I just got to get the bank statements.
Okay, let me just be here. From what we discussed yesterday, you need January and June statements from 2020 to 2022 from Wells Fargo account. You also need all the statements, mean to say, from January all the way to December 2024, and then you need a letter confirming that that account was closed with Wells Fargo, and then you need from the credit union all bank statements from 2024 to present, 2025 to present, and you need the cash and face value of your life insurance policy from your insurance. So from all of that, do you understand? Do you need me to break it down more? Do you need me to help you?
No, I got it.
Okay, so when can I follow up with you? When do you think you should have most of it gathered together?
Okay, so today, Friday, I'm out here now trying to do everything I got to do. So can you get back with me probably Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday I may not be in the office. I'll try and get back to you Wednesday, okay?
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, my pleasure. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.